Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. Amen. You may be seated. Well, if you haven't noticed, I'm tall. It didn't come easy. It took a lot of hard work to get this way. I experienced a lot of pain in my legs at night, especially. My parents said it was because I grew up too fast. A little over 1 week ago was Christmas Eve and day. We heard about Jesus being born and laid in a manger. Now, this week, we hear how he is a walking, talking 12-year-old. I can only imagine what kind of growing pains that must have felt like. What happened to Jesus the infant, or Jesus the toddler, or Jesus the kindergartner, or Jesus the third grader? Well, we all missed church last Sunday, so we didn't hear. If we would have been here, we would have heard about how the royal family went down into Egypt to escape Herod. Herod instituted the slaughter of the innocents in Bethlehem, all those 2 years and younger, because he heard that there was a new king born in Bethlehem, and so he slaughtered all the innocents. Lord, have mercy. So Jesus and his family escaped to Egypt. Then we would have heard how Jesus returned from Egypt back to Israel and fulfilled the prophecy in the Old Testament. Out of Egypt I called my son. Still, there are very many silent years after Jesus returned from Egypt until he is 12. The other events in Jesus' life before age 12 are summarized by one sentence in Scripture that we heard today. The child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. When Jesus was 12, we heard that the family of Jesus came to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. When the time of Passover was over, Mary and Joseph were ready to leave and head north to Nazareth. So they did, except they were missing something very important. After about a day's journey, they realized that the Messiah was missing. Messiah, where did I leave the Messiah? He was lost. The question is, who lost who? Did Jesus disobey his parents, or should his parents be turned over to social services? Well, according to Scripture, Jesus is without sin. So that fact seems to put the blame on Mary and Joseph and their relatives, even if it were accidental. Jesus' response to this faux pas teaches us an important lesson, teaches us and the family of God back then. He, by staying put in Jerusalem, wasn't disobeying anyone. In fact, Jesus had to ask, "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you know that I must be about my Father's business?" Or sometimes translated, "in my Father's house." With these words, Jesus revealed that he understood his unique relationship with the Father. He knew his purpose. He knew that he came for a mission. He knew he had a reason to live, a reason to die, and it all had to do with the temple in which he was staying. He was, after all, we know, the real temple, the one not made with human hands, but made by God, conceived and born by the Holy Spirit in the Virgin Mary. God was dwelling on earth in the flesh and blood of Jesus. He dwelled on earth in the temple in the Old Testament, but now God dwells in the flesh and blood of Jesus. He is Emmanuel, God with us, that we sang at Christmas time. This temple, this body, is the one that would be destroyed and raised again in 3 days as the sign of the times and the sign that God loves sinners here below. Now, after 1 day without their son, Mary and Joseph returned to Jerusalem, to the temple, and then they took the temple with them. They found him. They found Jesus. And although they were miffed, they soon became mesmerized and astonished by Jesus saying that I must be about my Father's business. And Mary treasured up all these things in her heart, just as she did during those first 12 days of Christmas. There's a stanza that we sing here in church. We all know this hymn. It says, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Today we remember that Jesus was the first one to be lost and found. He was lost by his earthly parents, but not by his heavenly Father. The only time that the Father lost his Son was the day that Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Or another translation is, why did you leave me to be lost? And lost he was, lost into the pangs of death and hell. However, Jesus was found. Found by God to be the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Found by God to be alive again on the third day. Found again by man to be alive a day on the third day. Risen in the body of flesh, the same in which he was born. Found in our gospel today by Mary and Joseph in the temple, fully obedient to them and to their true Father in heaven. Lost and yet found is our Lord Jesus Christ. A final theme from our text today comes from these words in the text. And Jesus grew. He grew in wisdom and in stature, in favor of both God and man. As you go back to your homes today in this new year, may we all follow Jesus' example of growing in wisdom. May all of us be about our Father's business of learning the faith, asking questions, just like Jesus asked the scribes of his day, all the rabbis, and he gained much and showed much understanding and wisdom. And further, may we share what we learn and show mercy to our neighbor. And may we who are lost in sin know that we have been found by a compassionate God who loves us and daily forgives us and strengthens us in the faith unto life everlasting. Like Jesus, God will raise us from the dead. And may God keep us growing in wisdom and in the true knowledge of his Son, the real temple on earth and in heaven, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surrounds you daily, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.